Hey guys, you're tuned in to Watering Self-Love with me, Danny, and today I want to start us off with the scripture that blessed my soul, and I hope it blesses you too. It's taken from Isaiah 60, verse 22, and this is a very modern interpretation, but it basically reads, "When the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen." So if for anyone feeling discouraged about something not happening or taking too long to happen, it's going to happen at the right time for you. And you may not understand why it hasn't happened now, but it will happen for you. So that's my encouragement for you to get us started today. And I actually wanted to talk about not letting other people steal your joy. And what I mean by that is not letting other people affect your mood so much where it takes you out of your character. If you're a New Yorker like me, it can be hard because people, especially on the highway, people drive so crazy. People don't use indicators. People think they are in a race or drag races, and they're in a delusional mindset that they are being chased or something, because I don't get it. Like, people just drive really crazy. And sometimes we tell them about their parts, even if they can't hear us. It's easy for you to have road rage because of the bad driving that happens. But I'm here to remind you, even in small moments like that, you can have a wootsah moment and remind yourself that their toxicity, their behavior does not warrant you coming out of your character. And what was a great reminder of that for me was actually her name is Alex L. She is a New York Times bestselling author of How We Heal. And she's also a podcast host of This Morning Walk. But I actually started following her after listening to her affirmations. And also when I realized that she was on the app Ritual, and I basically went on that for like mindfulness moments, and it helped with her sessions, helped me like just breathe and remember to appreciate the small things. And I would have stayed longer, but I was not trying to pay for this subscription at the time, but I still watch her posts. And she shared actually on her Instagram that there was a time where she had to call a customer service agent for some service, and that agent was giving nasty attitude. Her energy was like off, and she felt that. And so she even went a step further to ask if that person was okay, and the person was still giving her attitude. And instead of letting that person get her irate or let her get to a point where she's using profanity or talking in a way, in a place of anger, she decided to release it. That call ended. I think the agent actually hung up on her, but like, she didn't let that make her so upset. And so to a point where she started to cuss and get out of herself. And it's so important to remember that, because even in our family life, like, there are moments where we want to tell our loved ones about themselves, and we have to inside reminder, like, okay, this is not how the situation is supposed to go, and you don't want to get to a level where it gets very dramatic. So you have that in that place, in that moment, I mean, you got to take a deep breath and just say, listen, it's not worth it. You are in control of your emotions. You are in control of your peace. And you are in control of what you allow to infect you emotionally. And to that regard, it actually will help you deal with a lot of difficult situations in life when you put it in that perspective. For me, in a previous work experience, there was something that dealt with, I guess, a style guide. And there was I guess unnecessary descriptions about skin tones that made it feel like it just wasn't a helpful document internally. And it actually brought concerns between me and my colleague at the time. Made us feel like they weren't sensitive about certain words for people of color. And And that at that moment, I felt like my colleague might have started getting angry, and I felt myself almost getting angry. And I realized in that moment, instead of using this as an excuse for them to say like we're overly emotional or that we are not in control of our emotions, I decided to take a breath and actually explain in great detail why the document was offensive and not helpful. And that actually helped us get to a better place of understanding of how to better approach that internal document. And it also brought up the importance of having a conversation and a training on the unconscious bias. And that went a long way, I felt. So it's just an example of how being in control of your emotions and not letting other people control it for you can play a great role, even in your personal life, your professional life, your romantic life. So it is very key to keep that in mind. And I know we are humans, you know, things happen. Sometimes a situation or an argument can get out of hand and you might call someone out their name. It happens, you know, no reason to like make it more than it is. But in that moment, give yourself grace to still take a step back and remember who you are. Remember that you have value. Remember that you are able to be in control of your peace. And just remind yourself that this situation doesn't have to be bigger than you. You can actually be the bigger person and move forward with more peace, more understanding, more humility, and maybe even change another person's decision to approach a similar situation where it can get a bit hectic and in ways that enable people to kind of lose control of their emotions. And that's all I really have about that. I think it's just a good reminder to protect your peace. Yeah, just protect your peace. And it's, of course, you know, sometimes easier said than done, but I really feel like when you are more self-aware of like what triggers you, what type of people you don't need to be around, what type of environments are just not supporting your peace of mind, then it's in that understanding that you realize where you might need to separate yourself from either people or certain type of events, or when there's certain type of topics like politics, if you don't want to be in the room when that conversation is happening, being aware of like where you don't need to be in attendance to protect your peace. That is also very helpful to keep in mind. Yeah, I think that's basically it. I feel like as long as you keep that in mind and you remember that you are in control of your peace and you shouldn't give anyone else control of your emotions, you'll be fine. Okay, remember you're human, so give yourself grace. Until next time.